I don't know what we were talking about. We were talking a little bit about the news, and we were talking about Donald Trump and his whole, you know, comments about, can I say that word on the air? Have you said it? Has anyone said it on the air here?
Patty.
About the pussy
quite a bit yesterday.
Yeah. I saw her tweets about it, and her
There was
Facebook.
A very lively discussion with her and Elliot and quite a number of listeners.
But she has a very, very, she has a story to tell with that and how it affects her personally.
Exactly.
And I encourage you to check that out on Facebook, too. But so I was, I don't know what we got into conversation about the news, and we were talking about how people get their news, and they all said to me, well, yeah, I got it on Snapchat. Cause I always, you know, think to myself, my son knows as much as I do what's going on in the news. And we end up talking about that stuff, which is kind of cool. Cause I mean, you know, he's 15, I'm 49. So it's nice to have that type of conversation. Mm-hmm. But I'm thinking, well, he doesn't really watch TV. He watches the WGN morning news with me, maybe a little bit. He only listens to Cochran because I drive him to school.
Okay.
So we get a little bit of the news in the morning. So I'm thinking, where is he getting all the content of his news? And, you know, maybe he's just going to websites, whatever, or apps and Snapchat, which is really the way he's communicating to all of his friends every day. He's getting his news through Snapchat because every major news outlet has, you know, is putting the news out there that way, which I find very interesting because I think when I was 15, I guess if I didn't watch the 10 o'clock news because that's all that there was on, you know, by the end of the day, I didn't know what was going on at 15. I didn't have that type of information. They have more information that we do, definitely, at this age.
Oh, it's information overload, I think.
Even though we get, you know, back then, there was two newspapers delivered, right? Mm-hmm. There was a morning edition, evening edition, and you got Walter Cronkite at night and stuff. They get it a whole different way. What about you, Lise? Where are you getting your news from? Because you're younger than all of us.
You know, I guess Facebook.
Okay, Facebook. Yep.
Mm-hmm. I don't do the Snapchat news thing. I'm not really on Snapchat.
Okay.
All my friends have it. I mean, I had it, but I deleted it.
Facebook is I see it a lot on there, too.
Because you can get, like, the trending news. But then it's also, it's like, a lot of it's just, you know, stupid celebrity stuff. So
And a lot of repeat and repeat and repeat and repeat and repeat of the same subject by different outlets.
I'm into BBC stuff.
Okay. All right. Okay. I get mine, I think, from Facebook more than anything. I'm not on Snapchat. I get it from the station because I'm loyal because I work here and I listen to, you know, I know when the top and the bottom of the hour news is. My daughter knows, like, you know, she's 11 and she knows, you know, if there's a weather issue where she wanted to know what's going on with the hurricane. She goes, Dad, it's 4:59. Turn on WGN. The top of the hour news will figure out what's going on with the hurricane. Like, she knew right away to do that, and it's because her dad works here.
Mm-hmm.
I traditionally watch WGN morning news from 6:30 to 7 in the morning, so I get my local fill, but I'm in and out. I'm like top stories, Dean, and then I'm in the shower. And then Today Show. I watch the first 10 minutes of the Today Show from a national perspective. So I just try to keep my head and everything, and then Facebook and all my apps during the day, ABC News, CNN, Fox.
But see, I think...
Because Fox News doesn't lie about anything.
Oh,
they don't.
Gosh.
Or MSNBC, they never do.
No, it's always so accurate.
Nope, that's right. Both MSNBC, too.
And fair. But I think you and I are... We trend towards the other side of average as far as news consumers, because of the business we're in. I want to know what the average person does.
Here you go. Here's a recent Pew news report that just 2 in 10 U.S. adults often get news from print newspapers. So that's slowing down. And, of course, that demographic is very low. I mean, if paper, like actual paper.
Right.
This has fallen 27%. Almost consecutively in the last few years. Mm. Only 5% of 18 to 29 year olds often get news from a print newspaper. You know, like we get the news Sunday paper. I still do it because I'm also a marketing guy and a retail marketing guy, and I still want to see the ads because there's people still in there. But my son will grab sports. My wife might grab lifestyle, and my daughter grabs the comics. And
there
I love that they know what the comics are because that's a rare thing. Mm-hmm. Everything's got to be so digital interactive. You know, they love the comics. But 48% of those 65 and older physically read the paper. So not online, not on your iPad, anything else.
Right,
you know, compared with print, nearly twice as many adults, 38%, get their news online, either from news websites or apps. 28%, or social media's 18%. Still, TV continues to be the most widely used news platform. So television is it. 57% of U.S. adults get their TV news either from local TV, cable, network, combination of all three. Then comes radio. Then comes print. So radio, and radio is still pretty high, actually. Radio is just underneath television. Because, I mean, honestly, when you're in the car, you're not supposed to be texting. You're not supposed to be looking at your phone. You're not supposed to be reading the newspaper. That's the way to get some content.
Yeah, and radio is, even though I know we've got smartphones and everything, but radio is extremely portable. Radio is instantaneous.
Yeah.
And I think in matters of big news stories, TV and radio, people still go to first.
Yeah.
Because they know it can be instantaneous, and they know that they're getting the truth at that moment, not some kind of social media where it's a lot of people speculating on stuff until a news source comes in and says, well, here's what's happening.
Well, when I'm filling in for Cochran or doing an evening or whatever during, like, prime time, and there's news stories going on, we have obviously a phenomenal news organization here, but then I tap into television all the time. When I know they're off the air, we'll grab people all the time to talk. Last thanks Black Friday when all the protesters were on the Ohio feeder. You know, we went to Eric Runge from WGN Television, whoever was on the scene there. You know, we grab those folks all the time. About four in ten Americans get news online. So they might just have a destination of their homepage being CNN or Fox or WGN TV or whatever that might be. Mm-hmm. Top national news sites. And my homepage is WGN Radio. On my laptop, my iPad is WGN TV. Top national news websites, surprise me, Yahoo News, number one.
Really?
Number one. Huh. Number two is Google News. Three, Huffington Post.
Interesting.
Then four comes CNN. Mm. Five, New York Times. Six, Fox News. Seven, NBC News. Eight, Mail Online. Nine, Washington Post. 10 was The Guardian. I think the BBC was right after that.
Yeah. And I'm as Lise just said before, I'm also a big BBC user.
Mm-hmm.
Not just for news, but especially for overseas stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But again, they have a very unique perspective of stuff going on here in the United States. But I'll go straight to the local newspaper website of wherever a story is happening. Like when there was the shooting in Champaign, Urbana a couple weekends ago.
That's what you did.
I went right to the local newspaper. They had nothing. And Joey told me that he went to school there, and we made that connection with the school's newspaper editor.
Got a hold of somebody.
So, that's how I try to do my stuff, whether I'm here or not.
Lisa, what were you going to say about
BBC? I was just going to say I'm glad that BuzzFeed didn't make it under the top 10.
BuzzFeed, I agree with you. Yeah. And then here it is on social media where you get news from. Facebook, by the way, and this is the way this demographically breaks down. Facebook, largest Facebook demographic is 35 to 54. So that used to be much younger. And obviously it's gone the way Snapchat is now more of that demographic. But, you know, there's not a lot of kids that are on Facebook anymore, and they don't want to friend you. I heard that from my friends all the time, that my kids and I aren't friends on Facebook.
Well, when the old folks took it over, young kids went to something else.
Instagram, Twitter, and Pinterest are young at 18 to 29.
Mm-hmm.
LinkedIn's 30 to 49, but Snapchat, 18 to 24 with 13 to 17 and 25 to 34 right behind that. So you got 13 to 17 really getting involved in Snapchat and getting their news there. So pretty interesting little study there.
Yeah. I do a lot with Twitter.
Yeah.
I follow that a lot because it's not only instantaneous, but it's short and sweet and to the point.
It is.
And you have to kind of sift through it because a lot of people retweet stuff.
Yeah.
And that hits the top of your feed.
I share stuff a lot on Facebook, too, if I find something interesting. Yeah, absolutely.
I was going to say with Snapchat, it is really interesting what they're doing because they're kind of cutting out the middleman. They're giving, people who are at the scene just, like, everybody can be a journalist type of thing.
Yeah.
Which is
good things, bad
good
things.
And bad.
Yeah.
But yeah, it'd be interesting. Like, you could watch the Chicago story, and there was like a Lamborghini crash on Lakeshore Drive, and there's just like people, everybody's around there, so they're all like Snapchatting, like dragging the guy's body. I was just like, whoa,
that's too much. Yeah, it's too much sometimes. Absolutely. No filters. Yeah, a lot of no filters.